This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's special forces said Monday they killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers in last week's missile attack on headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters to confirm or deny it. The Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The U.S. military has captured a key Islamic State militant in Syria. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday.
The United States committed to ensuring the Indo-Pacific region that is free, open, prosperous, and secure.
Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Island nations, that's the Cook Islands and Niue. Marking his first trip to Africa as Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin yesterday met Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed in Djibouti, then headed to Kenya's capital of Nairobi. You'll find more at VOA News.